8:41 on this finally Friday morning. Good looking day out there too. A lot of sunshine, should be very pleasant. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up again in just a few minutes. We learned this week that the McLaren Port Huron Board of Trustees has appointed a new president and CEO of the hospital, and he is Eric Sikava. He's on the line with us right now. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Of course, you're no stranger to McLaren Port here, and you've been there a couple of years as the chief operating officer, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we, my family and I, we moved here in the Fort Gratiot area, Port Huron area, beginning of last year, and we've been here ever since. So.
And tell us a little bit about your background. Let us get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, so, I'm I kind of moved around, grew up in Nebraska, did my undergrad at Purdue, met my wife. My wife's from Saginaw, so I started out in Saginaw. So this is coming home for us, and spent some time in Ohio, and then, wanted to make it back. We have cottage, deer property, that kind of stuff here locally, so we wanted to make it back, and this opportunity came up, and it's just been a wonderful experience for us.
What do you think of the area?
What's that?
What do you think of this area? What do you like about the Port Huron?
It's gorgeous. From a hospital standpoint, the culture, the people here are fabulous. The community is amazing. You know, we've been welcome. We have a 13-year-old, soon to be eighth grader here in a few weeks, and everybody's just been great to us. Beautiful community, very family friendly, welcoming. I can't say enough positive things about our community and our experience here.
Of course, this has been a challenging year for hospitals with COVID-19. How's everything going at McLaren Port Huron?
I'm very proud of the team here. It has been challenging. COVID obviously knocked the world off balance, but just a testament to our staff here, our nurses, our leadership team. They rose to the occasion. They reacted quickly. They obviously kept the patients in mind and their own safety in mind, and just did a fabulous job. And in fact, we've had some recognition through some of the state organizations about how good and wonderful the staff and the leadership team did here. So, we're coming out of it, and it's a whole new world. But I think we've got the right people in the team to take on whatever comes our way.
Of course, McLaren Port Huron has grown steadily over the last few years. You take a look at that hospital today compared to just 5 years ago. It's grown a lot. What are some of the changes that have gone on there?
Well, I'd love to take some credit for it, but I can't. I tell you, the leadership team, the board, McLaren as an organization, really came together and invested so much into the new, the new patient tower, as well as taking the existing hospital and renovating so that we have all private rooms. We have new ORs. We're in the process here of having new cath labs. That partnership between Port Huron Hospital, McLaren Port Huron has just, really set the organization and set up high quality care here for the community.
What's on the horizon there at the hospital?
So, for us, again, we're gonna finish up the project. We're going to learn together in a new COVID world, and then we're going to turn and put some investment or some look into how to grow and how to continue to bring services, continue to change with new programs and new service lines, so that we can continue to provide quality care here for the community.
Well, we're glad to know that you're at the helm there. We appreciate you being with us this morning. And I'll tell you what, anytime, you've always got an open line here. We'd be more than happy to have you on again.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Eric. Have a great day.